Alora Fergus today asked candidates in the upcoming municipal election to tell us a little bit about themselves and their platform. Occupation. President, Red Car Service. How long have you lived in Center Wellington? 47 years, born and raised. Do you reside in the ward you are running in? Yes. Why are you running in this election? I have volunteered for various organizations, most notably as board president at Big Brothers Big Sisters. We successfully redefined the care of youth in this community. After 8 years of serving BBBS youth, I would like to diversify my impact on our community. Within Center Wellington, I have aging parents, 2 children in local schools and my wife who works as a critical care registered nurse in Waterloo. With their support and encouragement, this is the right time to serve my community in a different way. What qualifies you to represent your ward? I have lived in Center Wellington for 47 years, 38 of those in Ward 3. Along with my volunteer involvement, I also own a business that serves Guelph and Center Wellington. As the owner of Red Car Service during the pandemic, I have encountered many challenges and can relate to the businesses of Ward 3. As I look at the ward today, we have a vibrant downtown full of heritage and natural beauty, a new hospital, new businesses and generally, a healthy growing community. With my professional background and skills, I am willing to listen and represent. Why should people vote for you? As a devoted husband and father, I can relate to the constituents of this ward. I am passionate about providing an inclusive and accessible future for generations to come. I am eager to work together in a team environment making decisions that are best for Ward 3 and the township. With my extensive volunteer experience and professional commitment to support not-for-profit, arts and festivals, I am positioned to make a positive impact. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of the ward? The main issue for Ward 3 is continuing to grow at a sustainable rate. We all know that the ward has grown substantially since the last election and is slated to continue to grow. The township must continue to follow their long-term plan to ensure new developments have adequate infrastructure and multi-unit affordable dwellings. What do you see as the main issues facing residents of Center Wellington on a broader scale? Sustainable growth, attracting well-paying jobs, infrastructure, protecting our natural resources and affordable housing. The main issues always seem to be the same. We live in a community with a high number of bridges and aging infrastructure that requires upkeep and replacement. Center Wellington needs to continue advocating to the county and province to acquire much-needed funds. What is the most important thing you want to see changed in Center Wellington? I would like to see a council that does not have a personal agenda. I believe the role of council members is to listen and make decisions for the constituents, not based on personal opinion or values. People should be held accountable, especially within the council chamber. What services need to be improved in Center Wellington? Along with transportation and affordable housing, it's important to keep attracting new healthcare professionals to keep our new hospital current. I am married to a nurse. Is Center Wellington growing too fast, just the right amount, or not fast enough? Center Wellington is growing at an appropriate rate. We need to continue planning to ensure new development is well thought out, including bike paths and limiting throughway arteries, as well as ensuring appropriate infrastructure is in place. What can be done at the local level about the rising cost of housing? This is not a one-answer solution. Locally, we need to continue to have new developments built with multi-unit dwellings, as well as ensuring the township continues to advocate our local needs to the county and province. Do you support building a new $27 million operation center? If the township does not support a new operation center, it will cost taxpayers considerably more to upkeep multiple old buildings and properties. How do we make Center Wellington an even better place to live? Center Wellington is already a wonderful place to live. By following the township's long-term plan for growth, accessibility, inclusiveness that represents a growing demographic, we can continue to be the best for generations to come.